Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Tyson Alger, The Athletic. He's
everything
on Twitter.
At
Tyson Alger. He wrote a good piece on Oregon in the midway point through their season. Tyson, I'll ask one more time. They played Washington in a real physical game, back and forth. Now they travel to Pullman, Washington. Game day's in town. And they're playing a real different team in Washington State with their offensive attack. How do you feel about this matchup?
Well, I feel pretty great about being back on the line with you guys. So, I think this is actually, I mean, Oregon's playing as good a football as anyone in the Pac-12 right now. I actually think, you know, at this point they've shown that. I think they're the best team in the Pac-12 right now, but Washington State's a really tough matchup for this Oregon team, mainly because, you know, it's no different than any Washington State team Oregon's played in the past. Washington State's going to throw the ball a ton, and if Oregon has shown one weakness this season, it's been their pass defense. They're a very opportunistic team. They do pick the ball off, and they are able to force some turnovers. But, you know, we've just seen over the last 3 or 4 weeks that this is a passing defense that can allow some big chunk plays, especially against good receivers. And, you know, I don't think you can sit here and say Oregon's, you know, secondary has been bad, because they have made some big plays. We saw that against Cal. But, this is a much different matchup than the Cal, Stanford, and Washington's of the first three Pac-12 games, where Shane Lemieux described it to us as those were power on power, and he said this one's a little bit more of a heavyweight type in Oregon going against a welterweight in Washington State, which is going to be a lot quicker. They're going to throw a lot of different looks and really just kind of try to disrupt the flow of what Oregon's been doing the last 3 weeks.
That's interesting. You know, so much is going to be made of Washington State's offense and how Oregon's defense can slow them down. But I do want to flip it to the other side. And I enjoyed reading your Sunday column with the person tweeting you about how the coaches were costing him the game, and then, you know, admitting that he was wrong at the end. So kind of a two-parter for you. One, what was your thought process during the game with Oregon's conservative play calling and running the football so much? And then the second part would be, what kind of game plan do you expect to see this week?
You know, I really liked the game plan against Washington. I mean, Washington's biggest threat is their secondary, and I mean, we saw the way they were able to clamp down on some Oregon's receivers. I thought the fact that Dylan Mitchell was still able to get over 100 was just incredible work by Marcus Arroyo and Oregon staff to be able to find him spots to get open, because that secondary is big and physical, and you know, if you make a mistake, it's going to cost you. And obviously, we saw in that game. You know, there was just no margin for error there. So I really liked the way that the Ducks took care of the football. Justin Herbert took shots when he needed to, but he also took his shots in safe situations, as in, you know, if it was a play in the back corner of the end zone, if he was going to miss, he was going to miss long and out of the reach of Washington secondary. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they take a similar approach against Washington State. Just this is an Oregon team that can put together 15 play drives that take off like 6-7 minutes of the clock, and then they're still able to score. You know, this Oregon's currently leading the conference in scoring right now, but they're doing it in a dramatically different style than they did, you know, 8, 9, 10 years ago, back when this was the blur offense. This is an Oregon offense that can just bully you. They can take time off the clock, and you know, if I'm them, I really want to keep Washington State's offense off the field, because they're going to come out in 4 or 5 wide receiver sets. That's kind of the worst situation for Oregon secondary, because, you know, I do like Thomas Graham and Diamador Lenore at times, but, you know, they don't have a ton of depth behind them at that position. So, you know, any chance they can get to get that defense rest and let them kind of scheme things up, I think is going to be to their benefit. So I wouldn't be surprised to see another heavy dose of C.J. Verdell on Saturday.
Yeah, we got Tyson Alger on the Catlin Capital Hotline. He's joining us via theathletic.com. He's the Oregon Ducks beat writer, and he's on Twitter at Tyson Alger. You know, I hear what you're saying, and I don't disagree with people when we talk about the offense for Washington State and you talk about maybe the weakness of this team in the secondary. The only response to that are two things I have. One, I actually thought the secondary played pretty well against Washington. I know they gave up that long touchdown pass, but for the most part, there were moments where Browning had a ton of time and he still had trouble finding guys getting open, and Washington's receivers were getting a lot of praise coming into that one. And the second is, that Utah tape, you know, if I'm Oregon coaches, you're not overconfident by any stretch, but I thought Utah played them really well, and it took them to get that last touchdown kind of at the end of that game for them to finally get that win against the Utes. How optimistic do you think Oregon fan may feel coming off of the Utah-Washington State game and what their defense was able to do against Washington State's offense?
Oh, yeah. No, I completely agree with you there. I do also, I think Utah is, I mean, just about every year we kind of get to this time of the season where you're just like, oh, you know what, Utah might not be that bad. you know, it's kind of the broken record of, you know, they're about a quarterback away from being a elite level Pac-12 team. But that being said, you know, I like the way Oregon's offense executes. I think it's going to work well against Washington State. It just depends on what strategy they go with. Washington State, mind you, actually has a pretty formidable pass rush these days, and they do play pretty good defense. And I'm expecting that to be like, I'm really excited for this game because I think that's going to be one of the best college football atmospheres I've ever been around, just with game day being on campus, this being two top-level Pac-12 North Division teams. It's definitely going to be rowdy out there. So I just think for Oregon, keeping that defense off the field as long as possible is going to be best case scenario, because it's going to be a zoo out there in Pullman.
Yeah, and I believe, Tyson, that you've been on the beat now for all three of these losses, because Oregon's lost three straight years now to Washington State. So I'm just curious to ask you, what is it about either playing in Pullman, playing the Cougars, what is it that has given Oregon just such a problem the last couple of years?
You know, I just think it's been bad timing. I mean, you know, Washington State's offense has been so good for the last, you know, ever since Mike Leach got there. And, you know, when I complain about Oregon secondary right now, that's in a completely different realm of the way that secondary played, you know, the last two or three seasons back when Oregon had its worst defense and almost team history. So, you know, this is just kind of, you know, small potatoes compared to that. But I just think that, you know, Oregon's follies the last few years has just been, they've been so bad at defense, and Washington State can put up points. And if you look at the loss last year, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that was when Justin Herbert was injured.
And if
Justin Herbert's healthy last season, I think the Ducks win that game, especially since it was at home. But the 2 years before it, that was just the absolute worst type of team you could be playing with that type of defense Oregon had.
We're talking with Tyson Alger, Ducks beat writer for theathletic.com is where you can find his great work, and he's on Twitter at Tyson Alger. You know, look, you win a big game like Washington, you immediately get the people that got, hey, Oregon's back, here we go, reign supreme. And then you get the pushback crowd of, well, let's pump the brakes, the Pac-12 is kind of a weird conference this year. Which camp, if I had to tell you to pick one, where would you fall in line with that? A lot of people making note of the way Mario Cristobal has changed the culture and the way they play down in Eugene, but other people still say, well, pump the brakes.
You know, I'm beginning to fall into the camp of Oregon's back. And granted, you know, you are right. Oregon, I mean, the Pac-12 isn't what it, you know, maybe was five years ago or so when Oregon won in 2014. But, like, we all kind of knew this going into the season, and we still predicted Oregon to finish, like, third in the Pac-12 North. I mean, what's happening this season isn't a big surprise on, like, a grand conference scale. I mean, you know, I think maybe Washington is a tick worse than maybe projected, but, I mean, around the rest of the conference, I don't think anyone was expecting, you know, any other teams to come out here and be elite. So I do think Oregon's performing up to or better than expectations in that regard, but also, I mean, this is just just watching them play football. They play a pretty complete brand of football right now, and they do have kind of the X factors that you need to be a top-level team. You know, you do have a good defense, and you do have a premier quarterback, one of the best in the country. And, you know, I if you talk to Mario Cristobal about the success they're having this year, you know, a lot of times he says, like, you know, just wait until you see what's coming down the road, you know, in the next couple of years. And I know they're very high on that. So I just think with the trajectory and the momentum they have going, I do think this is I think this is a foundation that they're building upon, and not just kind of the smoke and mirrors of a weak schedule and a bad Pac-12 conference.
A two-parter for you, Tyson, to get you out of here on. First, do they get the job done this weekend and get the win, do you think? And then number two, how long have you been working on that beard for?
the beard's been about 2 months going, and you know, we'll see how much longer that lasts. As for this weekend, I was looking at the schedule. We just put together our midseason reports, and I think Oregon has one more loss in them. And if I'm looking at the remainder of the schedule, I think this is the only game in which I think Oregon is susceptible to that. You know, I think they match up well with everyone the rest of the season. I completely wouldn't be surprised if they won on Saturday. I do think they are a better team than Washington State, but just with it being on the road, it being kind of a bad matchup, you know, if I'm going to pick them to lose one more the rest of the way, I would project it to be this Saturday. But yeah, I don't feel great about that whatsoever, because Oregon's been playing as good as any team in the Pac-12, if not the country, the last couple of weeks.
There we go. Tyson Alger, theathletic.com is where you can find his work on the college football page. You can find Oregon there. He put up a midseason report story today. It's pretty good, just highlighting what Oregon's been doing really well, where they struggle in, and then their matchup against Washington State. You can find him on Twitter at Tyson Alger as well. Enjoy Pullman, Washington, my man, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.